This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support.
Better than anyone else. They're no better than you, and you are no better than them. They have confidence because they learned some skills and actions that brought them that confidence. So there's that action part of it. And so here are the top 14 ways that I have worked with my clients and myself to boost your confidence so you can feel good about yourself and enjoy great success, whether that's in work, relationships, physical aspirations, or whatever that may be. So the number one, look good, you feel good. You feel good, you perform good. You perform good, you get paid good. That's kind of Deion Sanders-esque quote there. But when you look good, when you take care of yourself physically and grooming-wise and clothes-wise, you feel good and you'll perform good and you'll get and you will perform better. You know, if you have a big board meeting that you have to give a presentation to and you show up in cutoffs and a t-shirt, you're probably not going to feel that confident, but you show in a nice sharp dress suit or an outfit, you're going to feel confident. And this is what's amazing around Halloween, right? When we were kids, we would put on these costumes and we would feel like that costume. We would feel like Superman. We would feel like Batman. Well, the same thing for us as adults. When we dress really nice and take care of ourselves and groom and get haircuts and take care of ourselves, we feel better. And when we feel better, we have that confidence, so we will perform better and hence we will get paid better. But we're just looking at confidence is dress the part as if you already have achieved excellence in that. You'll feel confident. You'll play up to that level, and then the rest will take care of itself. Let your body language exude confidence. If you look at body language these days, it's become very, very, very sophisticated, if you will. And there are these power positions that you can stand in, like standing with your hands on your hips, right? That, when you stand with your hands on your hips, that exudes this power position, and it actually will make you feel confident. Tony Robbins is really, really big on this. You change your physiology, you change your psychology or the way you think. So we can either think confident and then our body responds to it, or we can have our body move in a confident manner and we will think confidently. And that's just not standing with your hands on your hips, but walking with a sense of urgency, like you got someplace to go, and looking up instead of looking down, right? There are these all, if I asked you to write down, how do you know a person, without talking to them, how do you know a person is confident or not just by their body language? I want you to make a list of all of those things. And then on those lists, score yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 and see where you are on that body language chart. But there are so many things, right? Looking somebody in the eye, firm handshake, putting your hands on your hips, walking with a sense of purpose, if you will. All of these things exude confidence, and they're all part of your body language. Use positive self-talk throughout your day. That means that even if something maybe not go the way you want to reframe it in a positive self-talk, because the more positive energy we can have in ourselves, the more it's going to affect our confidence. If we go do a presentation and we go, man, I really messed that up. That's horrible. They asked these questions. I didn't know the answers. And you start this spiral. That doesn't support your confidence. But let's just say you go, you know what? They asked some really good questions, and I'm going to learn from those questions. And next time, I'm going to be able to address them immediately. So then you can switch it around and use some positive self-talk. You can use positive self-talk during. I mean, the thing is, when we complain, we diminish our energy and we diminish our lack of confidence. So just bitching about stuff reduces our confidence. When we can accept what is, even talk up what is in a positive, our confidence will increase. Set SMART goals. Goals are really, really important because goals aren't just there as a to-do list. Goals, and I've expressed this before, goals are there for us to accomplish something we've never accomplished before so we can build our confidence. If all you do is put down, do laundry, do dishes, those aren't goals, those are to-do lists. You've already done it's not, you already done those things before. It's not going to affect your confidence. But if you make a list and say, I'm going to follow up on this job application by phone call, even if they say don't call, you call anyway. And they go, listen, we asked you not to call, blah, blah, blah. You go, okay, fine. I just wanted to make sure I read the ad right correctly. But you stepped out of your comfort zone and you can build your confidence. Like, geez, that wasn't so bad. They didn't come over and shoot me. They didn't do this. They didn't do. But when you, but so the SMART goals can be in any area of your life, but a goal is supposed to be something that you have never accomplished before. So that when you accomplish it, you have to change as a person. And if you're changing as a person, that's going to build your confidence. Now, in sales, this is pretty interesting because we have quotas and we want to sell things and we set a goal of selling so many homes or so many services or so many coaching programs. And in a sense, we have to become a different person to do it. But if we did it once, we just are repeating it. So my question is, are those really goals or are they just amplified to-do lists? That's for something for you to ponder. So number five here, maintain positive relationships. That is the relationships that you have, whether it's your significant other, your family, your friends, you want to keep them positive. If they're positive to you, you want to keep them positive. You want to keep positive people in your life because they will help you boost your confidence. You'll look around and see what they can do. And wow, if they can do it, I can do it. And you keep positive people around. You want to keep your environment conducive to growing confidence. If we look at yourself as a plant and you put yourself in a pot and somebody puts coffee and tea and gasoline and other things in the dirt, you're not going to grow. You're going to die. Those are the relationships. So you're a pot in this plant, you're in a plant in this pot, and you want to put fertilizer. You want to give sunlight. You want to give water. All of those are your positive relationships to help you grow. Look within yourself. Look within yourself for your past successes. Look within yourself for what makes your heart sing. Look within yourself to know what your soul is telling you. When you look within yourself, you are investigating who you are. And as the more you can understand who you are, the more confident you will be in embracing you. Often, lack of confidence is because we compare ourselves to somebody else or something else and not embrace who we are. When we can look within ourselves, determine who we are, and completely embrace it, then our confidence will begin to increase. Do things you enjoy, right? Happiness, things we enjoy brings happiness. Happiness leads to confidence. So even if it's something silly like coloring, if you love to color, color. Who am I? Who is anybody to say that you shouldn't color? Just stay within the lines. No, just, you know, whatever things you enjoy, whether it's going for a walk, whether it's playing tennis, whether it's working out, CrossFit, meditating, whatever it is, do those things that you enjoy to raise your vibration. And as you raise your vibration, your confidence will follow. Number eight, feel gratitude. This is so, so, so important because when we can be grateful for the things we have in our life, we can then understand how confidence can increase, because if it wasn't for us, we wouldn't have a lot of those things. Or if it wasn't for us examining it with gratitude, we wouldn't have it. So gratitude for waking up, gratitude for the beautiful weather, regardless of what it is. If it's raining, we need the rain. If it's snow, we need the snow for the runoff. If it's sunny, we love the sun. So be grateful for everything that you have in your life and start making a list. Wake up. The best time to be grateful is either first thing in the morning or last thing at night as you're going to sleep. Either way, you want to feel grateful, and that will help you increase your confidence. Speak up and be noticed. This requires going out of your comfort zone, because if you're a little self-conscious and your confidence is lacking a little bit, and you're in a meeting or you're with a group of friends and they're talking about something and you don't want to cause any trouble and everybody's agreeing on one perspective and you have a different one and you don't speak up, not speaking up keeps your confidence low. When we speak up, we're not trying to convince anybody of our perspective or our view of things, although that may be an ulterior motive. But when we speak up, we just want to let people know, I have an opinion, I'm passionate about it, here it is. There's no need, at work, there's no need to get into a conflict. With friends, there's no need. But when you make a stand for what you believe and your perspective and how you think something to go, you'll be noticed. And in the beginning, if you haven't done it, people will probably make fun or make some backhanded comments about it. But the more you speak up and stand your ground, and this is part of mental strength, right, is that confidence of interpersonal skills. When you speak up and hold your ground, you will be noticed. And the more you're noticed, more people are going to come to you for your views, and then your confidence will again increase. Seek the company of positive people. So in addition to keeping your relationships positive, you want to add to that. So you want to see positive people. Maybe it's at your place of worship. Maybe it's at the gym. But you want to seek the company of positive people. So not only your inner circle, but your middle circle and outer circle. You want to keep all positive people there. You want to create such a positive environment that you'll forget that you even have a confidence challenge, that you are just going to be so full of confidence because you're going to have all these people in your life. Congratulate yourself. No matter how big, how small the goal, not the to-do list, is, and you go after it, even if you don't, quote, succeed, unquote, congratulate yourself for having the courage to take the action, because it's the action that will eventually lead to your results, and your positive results will lead to your confidence. But if you don't congratulate yourself regardless of the results, you're going to feed the lack of confidence. You know, in NLP, we say there's no failure, only feedback. So congratulate yourself on getting feedback, because that means you took courage to step out of your comfort zone, which then can lead to confidence. Live by your principles. I've talked on many, many, many podcasts about having a code of honor, a code of ethic. What is that? You could call it live by your principles. When you know your principles on what it means to be within integrity, what it means to be honorable, when you know those and you live by them, your confidence will skyrocket, because you are living truly by your own set of rules. When we don't live by our principles and live by somebody else's, we feel less than, and that less than can contribute to lack of confidence. So if you don't know your principles, get with a coach. Have them find out your values. Have them find out what's important to you in business, in a relationship. Put those all together and start to develop a code of ethics or a code of honor, which would be live by your principles. Challenge yourself. We talked about this already, but just want to underscore it. The more you challenge yourself, and this could be anything from, riding a Centurion, 100 miles on a bicycle, or calling CEOs your first time on a sales call, or doing whatever you're doing right now do something that makes you sweat, that makes you nervous, and do that and look for a result. And then that result will help lead to your confidence. Act as if. So to begin with, act as if you're confident. If you were confident, how would you act? If you were confident, how would you talk? If you were confident, what are the things you would say? If you were confident, how would you dress? So act as if you are confident, follow it all the way through, and then you will be. It's like fake it till you make it, but we don't want to fake it as much as we want to act as if we already have it. And when you act as if you already have it, eventually your unconscious mind will get the message and you'll reprogram your mind, and then you will start to be confident. So keep in mind, right, these following strategies for boosting your confidence will bring you more confidence than you ever had before, but you got to do them. With more confidence, you'll discover that you're suddenly able to achieve more than you ever thought possible. You know, plus, you'll feel happier, more satisfied with life, and more fulfilled. So if you want to see, and I have a lot more detailed show notes on this podcast on warriormindcoach.com. So you can go over there, look at the show notes, print them out, start to live each one of these for a day. So it'll take you 2 weeks to do this, and just see how your confidence will increase. And while you're on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Have it. And when you act as if you already have it, eventually your unconscious mind will get the message and you'll reprogram your mind, and then you will start to be confident. So keep in mind, right, these following strategies for boosting your confidence will bring you more confidence than you ever had before, but you got to do them. With more confidence, you'll discover that you're suddenly able to achieve more than you ever thought possible. You know, plus, you'll feel happier, more satisfied with life, and more fulfilled. So if you want to see, and I have a lot more detailed show notes on this podcast on warriormindcoach.com. So you can go over there, look at the show notes, print them out, start to live each one of these for a day. So it'll take you 2 weeks to do this, and just see how your confidence will increase. And while you're on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.